Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli.
Welcome back to another episode. I hope you guys are all well. In this episode, I wanted to talk about purpose and give a few du'as that I make and that inshallah we can make for these last few days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And if you're listening to this and it's not Dhul Hijjah, please still stick around because these are some really good du'as and inshallah they'll still be of benefit. I know I said before that this podcast is a reminder to and for myself first, so I kind of just wanted to talk about something that I've learned and I'm still in the process of learning, and that is my purpose here in this dunya. I think for a long time I split purpose into two, because as Muslims we know our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we were placed here for. But I also had a different idea of purpose being when it comes to like a job or career or things along that sort, like very dunya things. And I've learned recently that those two things aren't actually separate, and the second does not come without the first in my situation. And I'm pretty sure in general, but I'm just going to talk about my situation. My second idea of purpose used to stress me out a bunch because I struggled with it and felt that it was for me to figure out, until I came across something. I don't know if it was a post or if I was listening to a podcast and mentioned something along the lines of figuring out life is not your responsibility and it's not for you to know how. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how, but your responsibility is what you do once you have that. And I'm like, okay, this is something I stressed about for long enough. I'm going to tie my camel and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as who He is and as who He tells us He is, and how great He is, how merciful He is, how capable He is. Knowing that of Him, tie my camel and leave the rest to Him. Things in my life started to change. And I, like, once these changes started happening and I started making the connection and reflecting, I remembered hearing somewhere, if your focus is your real purpose, your true purpose, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirah, that and you aren't caught up in the dunya, eventually the dunya will chase you. And it turns out that it was a hadith, it is sahih, it's in Sunan al-Tirmidhi 2465. Anas ibn Malik reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever is concerned about the hereafter, Allah will place richness in his heart, bring his affairs together, and the world will inevitably come to him." Essentially, if you chase the akhirah, the dunya will come running. And obviously, chase the akhirah for more than just the dunya, but inshallah khair, there's nothing wrong with wanting goodness in both. But the whole chasing the akhirah and the dunya coming running reminds me of the hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that whoever comes to me walking, I will come to him running. And subhanAllah, both of those just really made me think that that is the purpose of it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be the center of everything that we do, because it's easy to get wrapped up in this dunya and to chase it and to want a life here, and in wanting that, forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how you get here and there. And that is something that I am learning. Like, even when it comes to this podcast, this was never something that I was sitting and like planning. I think in me trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing the best that I can, that this podcast came to be, and alhamdulillah. And now a few years later, I'm on that same pursuit of hoping to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really understanding what my purpose is here and how it's always tied back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things are looking differently for me, alhamdulillah. And I think it's very important to yearn for that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to want Jannah. In the hadith, it says to be concerned about the hereafter. In the saying, it says to chase the akhirah. It's not just something to keep in mind and hope for. This is something that we should genuinely want and set the intention for. Set the intention to want to walk in the purpose that you were sent here for. Set the intention to want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have Him be the sense of every single thing that you do. Set the intention to walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He may run towards you. Not even set the intention to take that first step before the walk. Take that first step and just see how everything falls into place. When it comes to wanting something, it is important to self-evaluate and ask yourself who it is that you need to be in order to receive whatever it is that you want, or that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in pursuit of becoming someone who's deserving of it, and give thought to what that looks like. So inshallah, when it comes to you're in the position and the right space to receive it and hold on to it. Your purpose is not separate from your sent purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So set that intention now. a quick little pause. Ya Allah, I intend to do what is necessary to gain closeness to you. I set the intention to take that first step towards you and start walking, Ya Allah, so that you may run to me. Ya Allah, I set the intention to understand you and who you are so that I may tie my camel with full conviction and trust in you. So make that easy for me, Ya Allah. Make easy for me to be firm in these intentions. Make easy for me to choose you, because there is no better choice. And now moving on to the du'as that I want to share with you, that inshallah you can add to your du'a list for these last few days of Dhul Hijjah, and especially on the day of Arafah. Because the first du'a is from the last episode. If you didn't listen to it, immediately go listen to it. Not immediately, maybe after you listen to this one. This is a du'a of Ummi Hawa, and I absolutely love this du'a. I make it consistently. The du'a that she made is, Ya Allah, what can I do to truly show you that I love you? What can I do to show you my full gratitude? Ya Allah, I need you to please tell me what I can do to show you that I don't want to live a life where you're not at my center. I don't want to live a life where you're not at the root of my heart and everything else in my life. Absolutely beautiful. The next du'a is by Faisal Latif. I heard on the One Path Network. Listen to them. They're also amazing. It is, Ya Allah, don't let me be the enemy of myself. Shaitan is enough. Don't let me hold myself back from whatever it is that you want me to receive or be. The next du'a is just asking for closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allahumma qaribni ilayk. The next du'a is the du'a for forgiveness. It is Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afani. Oh Allah, indeed you are pardoning. You love to pardon, so pardon me. And last but not least, a supplication. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is no deity except Allah, alone, without a partner. To Him belongs all dominion and praise, and He is over all things competent. That is all the du'as that I have. If you aren't planning on fasting the day of Arafah, maybe please reconsider another step. Inshallah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is all that I have for you guys for this episode.
Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If I say anything wrong or incorrect in this episode, it is from me and Shaitan, and if you benefited from it, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you did benefit from it, please share this with anyone else you think will benefit, and may you share in the reward, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.